My Life Magazine is brought to you by Hamilton County DD Services.
This is My Life Magazine for summer 2022. The table of contents for this quarter: giving back. Volunteering is a wonderful way to give back to your community, make connections, and learn new skills. Cincinnati has a variety of opportunities to match your interests. Smart home tours, smart technology, like microwave ovens, lights, and locks can help you be more independent in your home. Learn what a local resident uses and how you can tour a smart home in Columbus. Are you in a healthy relationship? It is your right to have safe, supportive, and healthy relationships. Project Care's self-advocate team shares tips about safe relationships and how you can get help. And in every issue, news and notes, Leah's letter and news, art, apps, and tools, My Voice, meet three local advocates, five questions, OTR Film Festival artistic director, My Life, grill and chill, a recipe, stuffed burgers and potato boats, songs of summer playlist. Also, upcoming events. And on the front page, a photograph, creating fabulous fashion. Marissa Connors dreamed of becoming a fashion designer. The stars aligned in 2020 when she met Riley Legner, who was creating a fashion show for Harrison High School's Acceptance Week. Marissa recently debuted her second collection of adaptive clothing. Anybody should be able to wear something special and fabulous without difficulty, she said. Now, let's turn to the main pages of My Life Magazine for summer of 2022. Up front, Leah's letter. I hope you're enjoying your summer as much as I am. Every year, I appreciate the long days, warm sun, and outdoor gatherings with friends and family that make up this season. I also love the trendy summer wardrobe of bright colors and cool, airy fabrics. Our cover story is all about fashion and local designer Marissa Connors. Last year, she launched her adaptive fashion brand and recently debuted her second collection. Marissa wants everyone to have access to stylish clothes and hopes that she can inspire others to achieve their dreams. She has a wonderful story you won't want to miss. In this issue, you'll find ideas for volunteering, which can help you learn skills, gain experience, and build connections in your community. This season is also when many new relationships begin, and our partners at Project Care share tips to know if you're in a healthy relationship. Summer is full of fun outdoor events, so make sure you check out the calendar at the back of the magazine. We're particularly excited about launching We Thrive Together in Hamilton County. This new service offers many free online events you can participate in, including art classes, dancing, exercising, trivia, games, and conversations. You can find details about We Thrive Together in the calendar. If you want to host your own events, we've got you covered. You'll find recipes for a summer cookout and playlist recommendations from our friend Andy at Everybody's Records. It's hard to believe this is our fourth issue, and we're thrilled to have so many new contributors. Thank you for reading My Life. Want to help us create future issues? Join an in-person or virtual workshop in July. You'll learn how you can get involved and improve your writing, interviewing, and photography skills. If you're interested in participating, email editor Lisa Danford at magazine@hamiltondds.org. Sign with Snap. This is from News and Notes. Snapchat has a new filter called Sign with Snap that teaches users American Sign Language, ASL. Deaf and hearing impaired Snapchat staff helped develop the concept and product. The filter uses artificial intelligence and computer vision technology to recognize and translate American Sign Language. It teaches users how to fingerspell their name and sign other common words like love, hug, and smile. The partnership may help break down the communication gap between those who speak with their voices and those who use ASL. The filter is available now on both iOS and Android versions of the Snapchat app. Local artists in national spotlight. Artists from Visionaries Plus Voices have their work featured on Bounty Paper Towels. This campaign brings nationwide attention to their art and spotlights their talents. When the leader of the Bounty design team first visited V Plus V's Visionarium for an art class, right away she saw the opportunity to partner as a way to advocate for artists of all abilities. The Bounty Prints Inclusive Artists Collection features designs by 8 artists from V Plus V's 2 locations in Northside and Tri-County. Artists include Leah Davis, Tyler Spohn, Elmer H., Ruth Burton, Neil Dignan, Catherine Whitted, Kevin White, and Michael Bartles. You can find these special edition Bounty towels through September at Meijer, Kroger, and Sam's Club. Visionaries Plus Voices was established in 2003. It provides exhibition opportunities, studio space, supplies and support to more than 125 visual artists with disabilities. In addition, V Plus V artists actively contribute to the Cincinnati arts community through creative, educational, and strategic partnerships with local and regional artists, schools, and business leaders. Library of Things. Have you ever needed a tool or a piece of equipment to complete a project, but you didn't want to buy it only to use once? The Queen City Thingery, created by Imago, has gardening and landscaping tools, carpentry tools, and outdoor recreational items that you can borrow like a regular library. Some items, such as garden gloves and shovels, are free for members to borrow. Others, such as camping supplies, have small fees, starting as low as 20 cents to help cover expenses and wear and tear. You can borrow items for 2 weeks or extended periods if not reserved by another borrower. Membership is $35 per year with low-income student and senior discounts available. See what items are available at imagoearth.org/thingery. Again, that's imagoearth.org/thingery. Imago Earth, imagoearth.org/thingery, thingery. Giving Back and Gaining Skills by Tori Miller and Ann Myers. Volunteering is a great way to give back to your community. You'll not only be helping your community, but you can also meet new people and learn new skills. I've had great experiences volunteering in my community, and you can too. Many places in Hamilton County have opportunities. You just need to find the right fit to match your interests. Helping People. If you enjoy helping people, you could volunteer at a nursing home. When I volunteered at a nursing home, some of my responsibilities, including taking the residents to activities and birthday parties. I also helped serve food and would visit with and talk to the residents in their rooms. You could also volunteer at a local food pantry. I volunteered at the Anderson Ferry Food Pantry. My role was to look up the guests' names, get their food together, and help them to their car. Nature and being outside. Do you like being outside? You could volunteer at a summer camp where you can assist campers with outdoor activities. When I volunteered at Stepping Stones Day Camp, I would read to the children, play with them, and help with snack time. Another option might be with the Great Parks of Hamilton County. They have many opportunities, such as taking care of trails, monitoring bird boxes, gardening, and more. Animals. If you enjoy being around animals, you could volunteer at an animal shelter like the SPCA. Save the Animals Foundation, and Cincinnati Animal Care Humane Society. They have volunteers help with cleaning up, walking dogs, and socializing with the animals. Hamilton County has a variety of places where you can volunteer. Think about what you like to do, and then find an organization that matches your interests. Learning new skills and making connections can be helpful. I put my volunteer experience on my resume and job applications. So if you enjoy giving back, go out and find a place to volunteer. The United Way of Greater Cincinnati has a volunteer match. Visit their website to search for opportunities by keyword or location. uwgc.volunteermatch.org. Again, that's uwgc.volunteermatch, VOLUNTEERMATCH.ORG. High-tech home, smart devices can boost your independence, by Robert Schumake. The Smart Home Discovery Place in Columbus showcases accessible technologies for all people with disabilities. Located on the Ohio State University campus, it features assistive technology for your kitchen, bedroom, and more to increase independent living skills. Some of the featured technology includes the Ring doorbell system, which is compatible with the Alexa personal assistant. It uses a camera to notify you or can give you audio prompts when someone is at the door. Appliances that can be used independently, like the Amazon Smart Oven, a multifunction cooking device. It recognizes voice commands and can scan barcodes to set cooking instructions on the microwave. Smart accessories like wall plugs, light switches, and thermostats. Medication reminders, which can notify you when it is time to take your medicine. It also will save the information on the date and time when the medication is dispensed. And a picture here of two people, Heather Sturgill and Robert Schumake, on set for a video. Heather Sturgill has been using smart technology in her Northside home for years. Sturgill, who owns the consulting company Jovis, found many off-the-shelf products that make her life easier. She uses an induction cooktop, which keeps the surface cool even when it's on. It's using a magnetic field to heat up what's inside the pan and not the cooktop itself, Sturgill says. To get in and out of her home, Sturgill uses an August door lock. It has a wireless keypad, and she can also lock or unlock doors through a smartphone app. Technology can have a significant impact. I believe it provides a sense of security, but also independence for the person who is using it, she says. Technology provides support without that under-the-thumb feeling. Watch Heather demonstrate some of the tools and technology she uses in her home at youtube.com/HamiltonDDS Services. One more time, that's youtube.com/HamiltonDDS Services. Schedule a free in-person or virtual tour at the Smart Home Discovery Place at nysonger.osu.edu/technology-project. One more time. nysonger.osu.edu/technology-project. And you're listening to My Life, a publication of Hamilton County Developmental Disabilities Services, HCDDS. I'm Charlie Van Sant. Thank you so much for listening today. Summer lovin'. The start of summer often means the beginning of new romances or friendships. Everyone deserves to be safe and happy, so how do you know if your new relationship is healthy? This is by Holly Watson, Project Care Manager. It is your right to have safe, supportive, and healthy relationships. Project Care's team of self-advocates includes people with disabilities who have learned about safe relationships and now teach others what they have learned. They host educational classes and support groups for people who experience disability to learn more about healthy relationships. We're sharing some of their tips so you can know when a relationship is healthy, warning signs of unhealthy or abusive relationships, and how to get help if you need it. Healthy relationships are based on equality and respect. Healthy relationships include good communication, trust, honesty, and feelings of safety. Safe to be ourselves and safe to share our thoughts and feelings. In safe relationships, we work through problems and find solutions together. Unhealthy relationships can make us feel sad or lonely. Sometimes we may be in relationships with others who make us feel sad, angry, or lonely. Those may be unhealthy relationships, which happen when one person tries to control another person. They may lie, say hurtful things, or put pressure on them to do things that person may not want to do or are not safe for them to do. Different signs let us know if our relationship is healthy. Unhealthy relationships become abusive when someone hurts us verbally, emotionally, physically, sexually, and/or financially. Abusive relationships are based on power and control. They happen when one person makes all of the decisions about sexual choices, friend groups, boundaries, even what's true or not true. Abuse is never okay, and it is not your fault. There is help and support available. We don't always know what kind of relationship we are in at first, but there are signs that we can look for to guide our decisions about relationships with friends, partners, relatives, or helping professionals. Healthy relationships keep us safer, help us feel happier, and are extremely important. In healthy relationships, we feel supported, loved, valued, and respected. Healthy relationships allow us to be ourselves and communicate our needs. And a special box on the side of the page, relationship red flags. Do they make fun of you, call you names, or blame you for their problems? Do they pressure you to do activities or other things that go against your values? Do they threaten to hurt you? When you are with your friend, partner, relative, or helping professional, do you feel afraid of them? To connect with Project Care's self-advocacy team, email projectcare@ywcacin.org. One more time, that's projectcare@ywcacin.org. Dreams come true. Designer and entrepreneur aims for accessible fashion. This is by Lisa Danford. Marissa Connors was beaming, sitting in a blush pink dress that subtly sparkled in the sunlight. Family, friends, and supporters surrounded her, offering hugs and congratulatory words. Earlier that afternoon, Connors debuted the second collection from her namesake fashion line at the third annual Acceptance Week fashion show. It included three elegant dresses, all with different silhouettes reminiscent of 1960s culture and fashion. "This was an incredible show on my journey," she wrote after the event at the Harrison Activity Center. "Words cannot describe how grateful I am to present my new, unique designs." Her deep love of style began around age 3 when she'd often play fashion games on the computer. Connors dreamed of becoming a designer and entrepreneur when she got older. Her passion continued throughout high school. She learned about graphic design and how to use software to take her sketches to the next level. Connors, 25, has cerebral palsy that affects all the limbs in her body. She uses a wheelchair for long distances but can stand independently, and she uses an iPad or letterboard to communicate. Connors says her personal experiences focused her career path toward inclusive design. "When I started researching 5 years ago, I noticed there weren't many adaptive clothing options, she said. Inclusive fashion means creating a stylish garment for anybody who desires it. I never let my disability stop me from doing what I love. The stars aligned in 2020 when she met Riley Legner, who created Harrison High School's Acceptance Week. The annual event aims to change how students and the community perceive people with disabilities. We had an instant connection, Legner said. Working with Marissa has been amazing. We both share the same love for adaptive fashion and advocating for those with exceptionalities. In 2021, Connors launched her brand at the Acceptance Week fashion show. It was a yellow dress with a daisy pattern and a magnetic backing instead of a zipper. She began selling her first dress 6 months later. It sold out in 33 days. This moment melted my heart, she said. Connors loves vintage, feminine, and chic styles combined with simple, bright patterns. For her second collection, Salem's Modern Swinging 60s, she found inspiration from her maternal family and what they wore in the 1960s. Two looks, Mabel and Gloria, are even named after her grandmother and aunt, respectively. Her parents have always supported her passion and were thrilled to finally see her latest collection. From a very young age, Marissa was teaching herself reading, drawing, and design, said her mom, Marie. She is so determined and so motivated. I can't describe my pride and joy knowing Marissa made her dreams come true. Legner added she's fascinated by Connor's process, from designing and picking out fabrics to getting the clothes made and ready for the runway. I'm excited to keep watching her aspirations come to reality, she said. All three dresses from the Salem's Modern Swinging 60s collection are available on Connor's website with customizable sizes, closures, and matching scrunchies. She also created a signature color palette, Wisteria, a combination of bright pink and green, and is selling a lightweight shirt in those colors. As she grows her business, Connors is eager to work with new clients, expand her brand, and open a fashion studio. I focus on ability, not disability, she said. I want to speak up to encourage others to make their dreams come true. I also hope to promote inclusion in the fashion industry because anybody should be able to wear something special and fabulous without difficulty. There are some photographs in the article. Clockwise from top photo, Marissa Connors with friend and caregiver Ashley Mapes and model Catherine Cassidy wearing the Mabel dress, with her team of supporters at the launch of her namesake fashion brand in 2021. The Gloria look in her third collection. Marissa with her parents, family, and friends at the Harrison Activity Center. Getting runway ready before the third annual Acceptance Week fashion show in May. Find the looks from her collection, matching scrunchies, and more at marissaconnors.com. That's marissaconnors.com. I'll spell it for you. M-A-R-I-S-A, Connors, C-O-N-N-E-R-S.com. MarissaConnors.com. And now five questions with T.T. Sternenzi, Artistic Director, Over the Rhine International Film Festival. How do you pick the films? It's a two-pronged approach. We use Film Freeway, where filmmakers submit their films and attend larger festivals to scout titles and engage with filmmakers or their representatives. I also leverage my experience as a film critic to find breaking titles that fit gaps in our festival slate. Why is representation in film and media so important? As a black man who has written and talked about film for over 20 years, I haven't always seen reflections of myself or my experiences on screen. Over the years, I had to exercise creative and critical muscles to insert myself into narratives where not only did black faces not exist, but where the black experience could not easily and snugly fit to allow those stories to reach the same satisfying conclusions. LIDD's vision is to tell the stories that don't get told, ensuring that people with disabilities are leading a call for more inclusive film and media. Which film are you most excited about this year? I'm excited to spotlight homegrown talent. We're closing with Never Better from Julianne Fox, a Walnut Hills High School graduate who offers a unique generational perspective on quarantine life while dealing with cystic fibrosis. I believe attendees will look back one day and say, I remember seeing her debut narrative feature at the OTR Film Festival. Why did the name change from Real Abilities? The rebranding was more than a name change. LADD decided to launch a new festival that incorporated disability into larger conversations about diversity, equity, and inclusion. I became a programmer in 2018, and as a critic of color, I embraced the shift from discussing film to curating conversations about the social and cultural landscape and using film as the foundation. What other activities are part of the OTR Film Festival? This year, we're creating more opportunities to connect. We bring in filmmakers, actors, and content experts to enrich audience engagement. Our opening night party and film, Poppy, celebrates the resilience and independence of the disability community. We also partner with local businesses to celebrate and uplift OTR. The Over the Rhine International Film Festival, presented by LADD, returns July 7 through the 10th. It showcases stories that celebrate the human spirit. Learn more at otrfilmfest.org. That's otrfilmfest.org. Now, my voice. Tori Miller of White Oak, 49 years old. I am proud of how I can get around the community and take walks by myself. It makes me feel good that I can get out to go to the movies, Kings Island, and connect with my friends on Zoom. I ride the bus or Lyft independently to get where I want to go. I like doing those activities because it gets me out of the house and involved in the community. I also enjoy being around my family and friends. Amy Hayden of Westwood, 39 years old. My greatest accomplishment is the day I gave birth to my daughter in 2010. It was a very rough pregnancy. I had to stay in the hospital for 2 to 3 weeks before delivery and felt very isolated away from my family and friends. Her heart rate kept dropping and I had to have a C-section at 8 months pregnant. I call that scar my mommy battle wound. Although it was a scary situation, it was a huge blessing. I would do it all over again in a heartbeat just to have that moment. Next, Kathleen Scheel of Blue Ash, 40 years old. I want to encourage people to connect with their community and get more involved. There are lots of gifts you can bring to the table. Think about your friends, who is important to your life, and your favorite places to go. Using my voice, being involved, and sharing my gifts helps me become a better person. When you become a better person, the more happy you are. And you're listening to My Life, a publication of the Hamilton County Developmental Disabilities Services, HCDDS. I'm Charlie Van Sant. Thank you so much for joining me today. Next, we have recipes, spicy stuffed burgers, serves four, the ingredients, 2 pounds of ground beef, 2 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce, 1 tablespoon each salt and pepper, 3 medium fresh jalapenos finely diced, 4 slices pepper jack cheese, 4 sesame seed buns. Optional toppings, onion, tomato, pickles, lettuce, ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise. Step 1, add meat, jalapenos, salt and pepper, and Worcestershire sauce to a large bowl and mix together. Step 2. Form mixture into 8 patties, roughly the same size and shape. Step 3. Take one patty, top with pepper jack cheese, and then place another patty on top. Press the edges together to seal in the cheese. Repeat for the remaining burgers, then wash your hands with soap and hot water. Step 4. Cook burgers on medium-high until desired doneness. About 6 minutes per side for medium well to an internal temperature of 150 to 155 degrees. Step 5. Place on buns, add your toppings. Enjoy. Not a fan of spicy food? Swap jalapenos for bacon bits and use cheddar cheese. Top with French fried onions. And a recipe for potato boats serves 4. Ingredients: 1.5 russet potatoes per person, scrubbed and chopped into even pieces. 2 tablespoons of butter. 1/8 cup water. 1/2 an onion per person, sliced thin. Pinch of salt, pepper, and garlic powder. And 18 to 24 inch piece of aluminum foil. Step 1. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Step 2. Lay foil on table or countertop. Place chopped potatoes, onions, butter, and seasonings on top of foil and mix. Step 3. Start to close the sides of the aluminum foil and add water. Finish sealing the foil so it doesn't leak. Step 4. Put potato boat on a cookie sheet and place in the oven. Cook for 1 to 1.5 hours. And a tip, if cooking on a hot grill, the potatoes may be ready sooner. Check after 45 minutes. And these family recipes from Ryan Meyer. And now a Songs of Summer playlist by Andy Schwertman. A good playlist is essential to any party. When you're hanging by the pool, enjoying a backyard barbecue, or sitting around a campfire, these songs are perfect to capture those summer vibes. Here is the list. Nothing But a Good Time by Poison. School's Out by Alice Cooper. Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett. Summer in the City by The Lovin' Spoonful. California Sun, The Rivieras. The Boys of Summer, Don Henley. Lovely Day by Bill Withers. Good Vibrations, The Beach Boys. Those Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer, Nat King Cole. Under the Boardwalk by The Drifters. In the Summertime, Mungo Jerry. Saturday in the Park, Chicago. Dancing in the Street, Martha and the Vandellas. Here Comes the Sun, The Beatles. Walking on Sunshine, Katrina and the Waves. The Lazy Song, Bruno Mars. Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay, Otis Redding. Pontoon, Little Big Town. No Shoes, No Shirt, No Problems, Kenny Chesney. Summertime, Summertime, The Jamies. Wipeout, The Surfaris. A Summer Song, Chad and Jeremy. Hot Fun in the Summertime by Sly and the Family Stone. All Summer Long by Kid Rock. Happy, Pharrell Williams. Summer Breeze, Seals and Crofts. Vacation, Connie Francis. There is a QR code in the magazine. You can scan the QR code to listen to the full playlist on Spotify. Visit Everybody's Records, 6106 Montgomery Road in Pleasant Ridge to find this music or for more ideas. Now let's take a look at the calendar. Fine Art Flow, June 30th, Cincinnati Art Museum. Gallery Chat and 60-Minute Yoga Flow. Reservations required. CincinnatiArtMuseum.org. Red, White, and Boom, July 4th, River Bend Music Center. Cincinnati Pops play American favorites. Post-concert fireworks. More information, CincinnatiSymphony.org. Westwood Giant Yard Sale, July 16, Westwood Town Hall. The neighborhood and CRC partner for one giant yard sale. More information, facebook.com/Westwood Civic, all one word. Salsa on the Square, July 28th, Fountain Square. Live local and regional Latin bands with dance instructors. MyFountainSquare.com for more information. Ohio Tech Summit, August 12th, Columbus. Hear from experts and people who use assistive technology and explore tech options to fit your life. More information, go.osu.edu/NisongerTech, and that's spelled NISONGER Tech, TECH. That's go.osu.edu/NisongerTech. The Off Market, August 13th, Summit Park. Monthly marketplace with local small businesses and artisans. And more information, theoffmarket.org. Black Family Reunion, August 18th through the 21st. Multiple locations. Job fair, speakers, parade, concerts, and more over 4 days. More information, myblackfamilyreunion.org. That's myblackfamilyreunion.org. Summer Cinema, August 24th. Washington Park, free movies every Wednesday. More information, washingtonpark.org. Harvest Home Fair, September 8th through 11th. Harvest Home Park. Weekend festival with parade, rides, entertainment, and more. More information, harvesthomefair.com. That's harvesthomefair.com. And the DSAGC Buddy Walk, September 10th at Sawyer Point. Fundraising walk to celebrate people with Down syndrome. More information, the letters DSAGC.com. And a special note, HCDDS is now part of We Thrive Together. Find exercise classes, arts and crafts, games, educational presentations, virtual trips, parties, and so much more at WeThriveTogether.org. Again, that's WeThriveTogether.org. And it's all free for people who live in Hamilton County. And that's going to do it for My Life, which is a publication of Hamilton County Developmental Disability Services, HCDDS. Our magazine empowers people with independent life skills, shares success stories, and promotes opportunities for advocacy and making connections. It's created by and for people with developmental disabilities. And again, that's the Hamilton County Developmental Disabilities Services. I'm Charlie Van Sant with the Summer 2022 My Life Magazine. We'll speak with you again in the fall. Thanks for joining me.
My Life Magazine is brought to you by Hamilton County DD Services.